CG rates to date.
Thank you. I hope you can hear me. First of all, thank you for having me this year in Potsdam. My name is Saber Katelari. I'm a core developer at IDC.com. And today I'll be showing you how you can build your own in-MLCR server using CG rates. Firstly, something about our company. It's located in Bavaria, Germany, with back offices in Romania and Albania. We have over 17 years of experience in architecturing server-side solutions in voice over IP environments. We have platform implementations covering both wholesale and retail businesses categories. And by now, we responsibly understand real-time processing and constraints and serious live system outages. Something about CG rates. It's a real-time enterprise billing suite, more like a framework since it can do many things. It's pluggable into any existing infrastructure. It's non-intrusive into existing setups. So it means it does not force you to make decisions. It's all dependent on your system admin if you want to take into consideration what CG rates gives you, or if you just want to ignore it. We are an open source software since born in 2010. First sources published in 2012. Full sources are available in GitHub, 100% in Go. We always mention Go because when CG rates first started, Go was also in its first weekly releases. And this means that we were one of the first implementers of Go. And it also means that everyone that we also kind of paved the way for other people coming after us. We have no add-ons in private repositories, and we take into consideration community contributions also. About Engine is performance-oriented. It has this built-in advanced caching system with transactional, list record used, and time TTL expiring records. It's asynchronous, processing with microthreads. If you know about Go, you probably know more about this. Also including API load balancer. We have three branches, V0.10, Master, and 1.0. V0.10 is our most conservative branch. Master is where we have our most recent developments. And also 1.0, we call it like the pinnacle that CG rates can do, but it's still in early developments. We have a test-driven development environment with over 10,000 tests as part of our testing suite. Here we can mention unit tests, integration tests, and also call tests for switches. It has a built-in modular architecture, which is cloud-ready, has microservices with a rich set of RPC APIs, because everything in CG rates is API-related. And it's easy to enhance by rewriting specific components. So, for example, if you want to rewrite the engine in some other code, you can pretty easily do so. Some features for about CG rates. You can do online, offline charging system. You can have multi-tenancy from day one. This is more for white labeling platforms. You can have multiple databases supported. We have multiple databases supported. To mention some, MySQL, Microsoft SQL, SQLite, Mongo, Redis, Postgres, and also our internal database, which is compatible with everything we do. This is also a pretty challenging job to do for a relatively small team that we are. You can have real-time configuration reloads, so you can reload your configurations without having to shut down the engine and open it again. You can have rating engine with derived charging and A number rating. You can have account balances management with bundles and Dyna prepaid. With Dyna prepaid, you can create accounts on the fly and have it give some restricted permissions or limited permissions to your system. You can have sessions or event charging with balance reservation and refunds. This is prepaid logic. Stair-shaken authentication, which is more for North America. CDR logging with support for interim records and rating queues. This is when you have your CG rates sitting in a black box and have it communicate with your switch. and have your CDRs rated in a matter of milliseconds without using any databases from CGI's side. You can have a high number of interfaces for event readers and exporters, to mention some AMQP, SQS, SQL, CSVs, XMLs, and a couple more. You can have fraud detection with automatic mitigation, LCR with quality-based bundles, quality-based stats and bundles, call statistics with pattern monitoring, so you can find your ASR and your ACD live from your CGRs. And also in combination with your proxy, you can find your average call cost and your total call cost. You can have dynamic pricing imports with templates. This is since all suppliers have their different formats, and CGRs is compatible with most of them. You can use it with diameter, with radius, if you need some authentication, Wi-Fi authorization, with DNS if you need in MLCR routing, which is also the topic for today. And you can also have a basic SIP server where it can do redirecting with your CGRs. You can have it redirect traffic from your switch to your CGRs with some routing and IP addresses. Else we have resource allocation and controller. This is some virtual channeling for your customers. You can have your API server with GOB, JSON, HTTP JSON support, built-in high availability with dynamic partitioning support, API capturing analysis service. This is something like an internal grant grab for CGRs. Clustering through remote replication for internal cache and database. Data versioning with automatic migration. This is when you need to move between releases in the same branch. You can do so with data migration. You can have, and we also do agile, we also are agile in developing new features. So if you have some feature or some idea that you want to bring us, you are more than welcome to do so. This is an internal schema or diagram that we have for CGRs. It basically shows how CGRs has